Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. You're watching Happening Now, and I'm your host, Hammer. Today, we're talking about what you think St. Patrick's Day is and what I think St. Patrick's Day is. I think it's a couple more pints. What do you think, Barbara?
I think it's all about the green. And hopefully we're going to be making some money with these podcasts so we can cash in.
True that. Okay, we got Barbara when she's not working here. She's somewhere on Harbor Boulevard strutting her stuff. Then we also got, where's Troy? Troy, you around here somewhere?
Back here, Hammer. What's up, bud?
Just chilling, trying to figure out how drunk I can get for St. Patrick's Day.
I'm imagining pretty much. Level will be high.
You gotta
find
goals.
A great, what is it, a good Guinness right now. A good tall Guinness sounds good.
We got another guy here. We're kind of embarrassed to even let you know he's here. He's a well-known guy from Newport Beach. His name's Patrick. He looks like a fucking leprechaun. And he owns a bar called The 47. What's happening, Patrick?
Hello there, Hammer. Just same old, another day. But St. Patty's Day, it's going to be a little special.
So what's going on at the 47?
We got bagpipes. We got green everything. And we hope to make some money. Because last St. Patty's Day is when we all got shut down. Every bar. Not a good day.
It's been a year today since the good old U.S. government decided to fuck the little guy and close everybody.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Well, we're rounding the horn now, so we'll probably get back to that fun stuff hopefully soon. Patrick, any ideas on when?
I think it's as good as it's. We're on right now. We're open 6 a.m., 2 p.m. We still do the mask thing. Other than that, it's on. This thing is...
It's out.
My opinion is gone. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on to the next issue.
Yoo-hoo!
Well, wait a minute. I don't know. I had to go get a shot today, and I was freaking out for about 20 minutes thinking I'm dying, but it's probably because of my fucking hangover from last night because it was my birthday, yeah. And I was with these schmucks getting drunk. But, you know what? You feel a lot better after you've had that shot. It's been a year. It's time for us to move on. Let's get fucked up today and have a great podcast.
Hammer, tell me about that shot. What'd you get, and how do you feel about it?
Well, you don't even really feel it. I mean, I didn't feel anything, but I was nervous as a fucking chicken about ready to get his head cut off. And afterwards, I thought I was dying for sure. They make you sit there for 15 minutes. And so if you're going to have a reaction, you're going to die in front of them. So I'm looking at an ugly pharmacist.
So the lawsuit is, you know, well in place if you're still in their hands.
You know what? They should give you the shots right at strip clubs. Because then if I'm going out, I'm going out hard.
And what did you get? Did you get the Pfizer? You get the Moderna? What'd you get?
Yeah, I got the Pfizer.
So one shot, two shot?
It's going to be two shots. I got one today.
But you've already had the COVID, so you're probably okay. Is this just a backup?
Yeah, I had the COVID last November or February, but they tested me for antibodies, and I had no antibodies left. So they said, go ahead and get it, and I'm around so many people, so might as well get it done. Listen, enough people have had it. Enough people are getting the shot now. Like Patrick saying, go to the 47, get your drunk on. You know, we're at the finish line here.
As long as Governor Hairgel, decides to open things up, I'm hoping he loosens it up. And, realizes, like you said, Hammer, a lot of people have got the vaccine. A lot of people have had it. We're turning the corner. Let's get this place open. Because the stimulus checks are great, but opening business is going to be a lot better.
I want to start thinking about things like right now, I'm so excited because I have a chance. I have a chance for the first time in a long, long time. Because J-Lo left A-Rod.
There is a chance.
Oh, my God. There's a chance, man. How are you going to manage that?
You know, that
thing?
Girl's looking good.
Yeah. Ooh. For 50, boy, that, damn. Okay. I didn't need to go to strip club.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Hammer. Tell us about your background. Are you like some kind of a Viking or something?
You know what? I think it's probably just alcohol poisoning.
Is that why you look that way?
Yeah, I think so. More than anything.
Well, we kind of know where Patrick's coming from. What's your last name, Patrick?
Pat Connors. Patrick Connors.
Mm-hmm. So you're Irish?
Yes, I'm Irish. My dad's 100% Irish.
He's right there.
I always thought you were Polish.
I act that way sometimes, I guess. Hey, we can't go there.
Well, so you're the authority on this holiday. What do you know that we don't?
Boy.
Anything?
I think we all know everything, right?
Dude, I don't know much.
No, most people, Patrick, didn't know that St. Patrick's wasn't even Irish.
British.
Yeah, and he was a prisoner of the Irish and escaped and went back to Britain, became a man of the cloth, as they say, and then went back to teach those heathens how to be Christians.
Here's another question for you.
Exactly what happened.
What do you have to do to get a saint before your name? Anybody know that answer?
Suck a lot of dick.
Charlie knows.
Thank God I'll never be a saint.
Is it a money thing?
No, I believe you have to have. I think you have to have performed a miracle of some kind to be called a saint, if I'm not mistaken. Two miracles.
That's what I heard.
Three miracles. Three miracles. Peanut gallery says three miracles. Well, shit, I am a saint then. I've got two daughters and a dog, so hey.
I heard it was $20, but I might be wrong.
Back then, $20 was a lot of money.
Huge. Who has the most Irish people in the world? Easy one.
Ireland.
Ireland's only got 4 million Irish people. The United States got 34 million descendants or Irish people.
Hammer, so, doing your homework.
You know, you got to do your homework before these podcasts. It happens.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Hey, that's why I got the cue cards in front of me, so I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
So who does? Who is it, Hammer?
United States.
That's it.
Yeah. The U.S. Huh?
They're all in Boston.
They're all out in Boston.
They're all in Boston, huh?
There you go. Boston strong.
And by the way, the guy didn't even wear green. It was blue.
It was blue.
What, when did that change? How did that change?
There's some Emerald Island or something that brought the green in, I think.
Pot of gold.
I just want to know if leprechauns actually do cobble work, because I need some work done on my shoes.
Well, what about the shamrock? You know, the shamrock wasn't even part of this whole thing. The shamrock was a deity thing with the four Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, right?
I have a fun one for you, Hammer.
What's that?
Since we all love cars, right? We're in your podcast studio here, which has a bunch of cars sitting in here. What car has a big four-leaf clover on it that you can think of?
Come on.
You always see a four-leaf clover on it. It's not an Irish car either. It's an Italian car.
The guy that drives the Lucky Charms one?
Oh, my goodness, no.
Is it a single car or a manufacturer?
It's a manufacturer from Italy.
Alpha Romeo.
Yep, Alpha Romeo. And
say,
why do they have
car.
A four-leaf clover on their cars?
Good question.
Because they think they're special?
No.
Lucky?
Because back in the 30s, you know, remember all the car manufacturers back in the day had a racing crew. I mean, you had to have a proven car back in the day to sell cars to the public. And Alfa Romeo did that, and back in the 30s, they had a driver who kept hitting the rail. He couldn't not hit the rail, so he was called him Unlucky. I forgot his name, whatever.
Lucky, Unlucky.
But now, since he was unlucky, they decided to put a four-leaf clover on a square white background on the Alfa Romeo, and that logo is called a Quadrifoglio Verde? Ooh, something like that. It's something like that.
You're going deep on us here,
right? To this day, you can get a brand new Alfa Romeo. They've got a nice little four-leaf clover on it. There's some history for you.
You know, aren't those the guys that bought Ferrari?
I don't know that they did. I think they're too small to buy Ferrari. Ford probably owns Ferrari, as far as I know.
No, remember the Ford versus Ferrari, the movie?
Yes.
And they went over there to Italy to try to buy Ferrari, and they were right there negotiating, and
yeah,
the guys
from
Alfa Romeo came in, and they said there's no way they're going to sell it to America, so they sold it to Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, that's a good point, very good point. Yeah. Speaking of cars... How many cars were made in Ireland? Brands?
Zero.
Now, there was like four or five, and I am not going to come up with... Well, I can come up with two of them. One we all know very clearly. One was called a Shamrock. Didn't go anywhere, obviously.
These people are not very creative. Can we get off the Shamrock, Irish people?
And,
come on.
Let's build it in Ireland and call it the Shamrock. But I mean, actually, there's a very, very famous guy from the United States who built them over in Belfast. And you know the car because it's all aluminum. Come on.
What was that question again?
And it's American. The DeLorean.
DeLorean.
They built like 8,200 units over there in Ireland.
I was told, and I don't know, I think I got this from a very good source. I think Barack Obama told me this, that they took them off the road because they kept sucking up the white line.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
So, I mean, Irish people, Patrick, what else does Ireland have? I mean, I heard the story. You ever hear the story about bangers and mash?
That's again, not Irish, is it? It's not Irish.
Exactly.
Okay, Patrick, help us out. You're the only one with the information, the true information.
Yeah, new information. You guys are more educated about Ireland than I am, and I'm like probably the only Irish guy in here.
Well, we had to have one Irish guy for this podcast.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick, how about this?
John says there's two.
Oh, your grandparents from Ireland? How far removed are you from Ireland, if indeed you know?
Great-grandparents.
Great-grandparents, okay.
Yes.
We're getting somewhere, Hammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm moving along.
So they're the ones that came over on the boat?
They are the ones that came over, yes.
Can you imagine living in Boston back in those days when everybody was, you know, the mid-1800s to late-1800s, and all the gangs? You got the Irish gang, you got the Italians, and then the Americans hated all of them. I mean, that must have been a hell of a time.
Great movie, Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York.
That's a good
that was an
movie.
Incredible movie. Very well acted. Good story.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes, he was in
that. Yes, yep. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Fiennes? Is that Fiennes that was in that?
There was that other.
We're racking our brains now.
Who was the hot chick? Oh. When she was hot. Kind of like the rest of us.
Our heyday is gone.
What the heck was her name? The blonde.
For what?
The one that, she was in something about Mary also.
Oh, Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz. She was in that.
She's now gone to no makeup and no more TV, no more movies, I hear.
Slick 'em.
Go figure.
Well, it's probably smart, you know. Breathe it while it's good, and, you know, if it the apple ripens too much, you want to get the hell out of there.
So this is kind of our debut with this new equipment that Hammer's acquired. And hopefully we'll turn in this fun into more fun and actually have some local people come to the studio and we can chat about whatever we feel like. We're thinking about doing a beauty show, a car show. What was the other big one we wanted to do?
Well, travel, motorhomes.
Right.
You know,
right.
We have clients. We've got a lot of clients in the beauty industry. Indie Girl Beauty, it's a nail company. Mike Thompson RV, motorhome company. And that's becoming so appealing now because all these young people, now they can work from anywhere. You can go get in your motorhome and travel the States.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. It'll be a nice community thing that we can have here and just turn on the lights and grab Alex or Alan and have some fun here. So you're welcome to spread that word, everybody listening, and who's ever sucking down a pint right now. We'll see if we can get you guys over here. Oh, we wanted to do like a bartender gag and maybe have some of the hot bartenders come in and do a competition with some drinks and see which tastes the best and just have some fun with it. So you guys are always invited.
Do they have to be hot?
They could be hot.
They
I'd prefer
to
if they would be kind of cute.
I got
it's
a couple bartenders I can throw your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at any time, if you have any ideas, you know, if like something comes to mind, it's like that would be perfect to have at the Lido Live Studios.
And Barb, can they do that? And I like the comment section on YouTube, or where can they do that? How do we find out?
If you're watching this on YouTube right now, you can like, you can comment on it, you can give us some advice. Eventually, we're going to give some free stuff away. We've got a lot of swag here. We just don't have the wherewithal right now to make it happen as far as a contact, unless you want to contact Hammer at
LidoLive.com. Also, we're going to start streaming the shows. So, you know, they won't go into post. It's just going to be a straight stream. And that'll probably happen in a couple, two or three times a week.
Yep.
So we look forward to this. We're having a great time. Yes, and for our first time.
You're the man.
Yeah, it's just fun.
I'm pretty
fun.
Satisfied.
Yeah, it's fun. So when we do go take it to the next level, we can also have a big monitor right in front of us. You can't really see that, but we'll be able to take in people like on a Zoom call or if they're from out of town. So it doesn't necessarily have to be here locally. So we can spread out quite a bit.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You guys can get me from Cabo.
Yeah.
Hammer,
I'll call you from Cabo.
Hammer, I'm going to give you 6 months to get
we'll
up to Joe Rogan's numbers. How's that sound?
Yeah. We'll bring the whole show to Cabo.
I think I can do it. I can name that tune in 3 months.
There you go. No, but you know, all best of luck to it, Hammer. I know you do a great job here in Orange County and beyond with Lido Live, and I appreciate being on the show. And let's continue.
You'll be back.
This is my favorite part of the show when the guests suck up. That's the best part of the show.
Suck
That's
up.
Why I'm saying nothing.
Didn't you say
Patrick,
suck
it's your turn. I haven't heard you suck up yet.
If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, thanks for watching, guys. And listen, we'd like to know what you thought about this. We'd like to hear from you. And by the way, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell, hit that like. Tell us how much you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you very much for joining.